It's Friday, November 14, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Local banking assets have climbed to 180 billion Namibia dollars, representing 70% of the gross domestic products and confirming the industry's role as the third largest contributor to the economy. Our correspondent, Herta Ekanjo, reports that PSG Wealth Namibia says the sector contributed 8.1% to GDP for this year, maintaining a steady 5% year-on-year growth despite wider economic challenges.
According to PSG Wealth Namibia, economic activity in the first half of 2025 expanded by an average of 2.2%, down from 4.4% in 2024, as the economy adjusted to easing of the monetary policy, moderating inflation, and recovering credit demand. Despite the deceleration, the banking industry remained resilient with strong earnings growth, robust capital levels, and improved cost efficiency and credit risk performance.
Works and Transport Minister Vekone Kundi says about 400 e-hailing drivers have complied with the ministry's directive to obtain public passenger transport permits by the end of September. For News on One, Selma Tapopi.
Nekundi confirmed that by the end of September, the ministry had engaged with e-hailing companies and verified their adherence to the directive. He pointed out that Yango, one of the major service providers, had deregistered 1,500 operators who were using its platform without the required documentation. Nekundi further explained that under Namibian law, any individual or company operating a vehicle for profit must obtain the appropriate permits as stipulated in the National Transport Regulations.
South African economist David Wood says the rand is performing very well and on Thursday traded below 17 rand to the US dollar for the first time since early 2023. Wood attributes the strength to Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's fifth medium-term budget policy statement, including the announcement of a lower inflation target of 3% and measures to stabilize public debt.
We must understand also that the South African currency, the rand, has been undervalued for a long time. And a little bit of good news is likely to support the exchange rate, and that is exactly what is happening at the moment. So yes, the financial markets are giving a thumbs up to the medium-term budget policy statement.
Africa is experiencing its most severe cholera outbreak in a quarter of a century, with the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention telling Reuters that fragile water infrastructure and ongoing conflicts are driving the surge. The agency reports around 300,000 confirmed and suspected cases and more than 7,000 deaths, a rise of over 30% from last year, with Angola and Burundi seeing sharp increases due to limited access to safe water. To international news now, in the U.S., Donald Trump's relationship to late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is still under scrutiny ahead of a key vote that could release more files. And as Nick Harper reports for us from Washington, the House of Representatives is expected to vote to compel the Justice Department to release all the evidence it has, but the files may not see the light of day.
Newly released emails written by Jeffrey Epstein suggest that Donald Trump knew much more about his lifestyle than he's so far acknowledged. Trump has denied any knowledge or involvement in any of Epstein's sex crimes. But the House of Representatives next week will vote on releasing all the documents possessed by the Department of Justice. It would then move on to the Senate, where it's likely to face stiffer competition. And if it passes the Senate, Donald Trump would need to sign off on releasing the files, something he's working very hard to avoid. And despite his protestations that all of this is a hoax, the renewed interest, emails and House vote is all once again bringing this problem to the fore. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.